This is today's comedy.
No more unsightly ring around the armpit.
Comedy 1031.
Love going to Phoenix in the summer because it's hot, super hot. And if you're depressed, you can go out to a park, sit down, and just watch little kids burst into flame. I go to the club that night to do my show, and the club owner comes over to me and he goes, Nils Lofgren is coming to the show tonight. Oh, stop. Nils Lofgren, E Street band Nils Lofgren, one of the best guitarists of all time, is coming to the show tonight. Yeah, I guess you suck so bad at comedy, you've turned it into a rock and roll club. Why is Nils Lofgren coming to the show? I don't know. He called, said he wanted to come see you. Oh, even better, dude. You get to suck in front of one of your heroes. Hey, cue armpit sweat now. Just so you guys know, nicest guy in the world. You know, Dana Carvey told me something a long time ago. He said, the nicest people you'll meet in show business are the most talented. And this guy, the most zen-like, he just gives it up. He goes, dude, you great show, funny, great to meet you. You know, my wife and I didn't even know about you, but it turns out Bruce and Patty are fans. Bruce who? Because there's no way he's talking about that guy, and he starts laughing, and I'm not laughing. He goes, why don't you come to our show in L.A. in a couple of months? And I said, cool. Because the one thing I know about everybody in show business, we're always honest, we're always truthful, we do exactly what we say we're going to do. So I said, see you in L.A. Show's incredible. We get done with the show, and I'm trying to not geek out. I'm just like, I'm just maintaining the thin shred of cool I have. I'm like, and I let them go first, because it might be his family, right? As these people walk in front of me, I realize it's The Edge from U2 and his girl, and Adam Clayton from U2 and his girl. I turn to my girlfriend. That was The Edge from U2! That was The Edge from U2! She goes, stop hitting me, I'm filing domestic violence charges. And she's laughing and I'm not laughing. And my inner retard wakes up. Do not speak to The Edge. You're going to say something stupid. Back away from The Edge. It is dangerous near The Edge. But it's The Edge. And I barreled right up to him. How's it going, Mr. The Edge? Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you. I'm such a huge fan. You guys are devout without being overtly devout. And your music is so inspirational. Oh, dude, when you guys came out with Vertigo, because you keep pushing the envelope, I couldn't believe that album. I didn't know it was you guys. Uno, dos, tres, catorce. What the hell is that, man? You guys are so good. I'm such a big fan. Now, had he stopped talking right there, this would be an amazing story. But dumbass continues on. Says one more sentence and turns it into a phenomenal story. I look The Edge from U2, international superstar, in the face, and I say, dude, I've bought so much of your stuff. I paid for that shirt. And my girlfriend looks at me, turns and just walks away from me. She fled, just bailed on me. Just on the battlefield, left me bleeding. To his credit, The Edge goes, great. Okay, that's how people look right before they call security. Back away from The Edge.
Christopher Titus.
Howdy, hi, friends. Frank Farnsworth here with a word for today from your friends at Mother Fragaga's French Fried Frog Legs. Fried to golden brown and served on their tippy toes. Mm-mm. If the outside don't say Mother Fragaga's, the inside don't say frog. That's right, friends. It's a fast food feast. It's fun to feed on. Mother Fragaga's don't use just any frog. No siree. But instead flies 40 or 50 field hands in the farthest forest of Finland, finds about 500 of the finest, fattest frogs, and then flies them to our frog factory in Fayetteville, where they're fried, flash frozen, and flown fast to your favorite frozen food freezer or at your local fast food franchise. And remember, friends, on the 4th and 5th of February in Fayetteville, the 15th annual Mother Fragaga's French Fried Frog Leg Feast. Bring your family, a friend, a fork in your face. It's fine food. Mm-mm. We guarantee after 4 or 5 hour frogs, you'd be so full you won't be able to fit another fork full in your fat face. And that's a fact, friend. Mother Fragaga's, a division of Whamco's Submariner Industries from the fine folks at Whamco's Amphibifoods. And be sure not to forget those other fine Amphibifood products.
Rugrats, Tiny Tim's Tadpole Tolls and Tails, and the ever-popular Nutty Ned's Newt Niblets.
Mother Fagagas French Fried Frog Legs, fried to golden brown and served on their tippy toes. Mm-mm. If the outside don't say Mother Fagagas, then the inside don't say frog. Yeah!
It's today's comedy.
No, I know. I'm a maniac. I'm becoming that guy.
Comedy 1031.
We care so much about health that during the last 25 years, we destroyed water. Because when I was a child, this was the simplest thing of all. This was the essence of life. And when you were thirsty, that's the operative word, ladies and gentlemen. The word is and has and will always be thirsty. Not hydrate. They made that word up. I could go anywhere in my house when I was a child. You know, there was three or four different rooms. I could go into my basement, and I could get clean water and drink it. And then go back out and play. And those were great times. But then we decided every town and every village which had the water coming to it, and all they had to do was clean it, said, we'll save money. We won't clean the water so much. And with the money we can save, we can then buy the water at the supermarket. Try to go through this logic with me. Our country had water coming to our homes. And even if we were locked out, we could still get it. Clean water. And we said, no! I don't want it to be that damn convenient. I want to drive and drive and drive and look for water like my ancestors did. So we now buy water from Coke and Pepsi. Because when I think clean water, oh yeah, I think Coke and Pepsi. The water that they sell is actually, they won't put it in Coke and Pepsi. And that's not funny, because it's probably true. Aquafina, I think it means the end of water as we know it. Then there's spring water. All sorts of spring waters. Deer Park, which I don't touch because there's a picture of a deer, and you don't need a deer in your water. There's all sorts of spring waters because nobody's ever seen a spring. Nobody's ever seen a spring. Uh-uh. There's no such thing. When was the last time you said, boy, I can't wait to go to a bottling plant? You know where spring water comes from? There's a couple in Pittsburgh that sits in a bathtub and fills these up.
Lewis Black.
Somebody asked me, they say, well, in your first special that you got to do, you kept talking about this guy, this friend of yours named Felipe. Is he a real person? He is a real person, and he's an old friend, known him forever, but he's one of these comedians who doesn't know when to stop being funny, and that's why sometimes it's hard to hang out with the guy, because, you know, I know when to quit, especially around cops. When I hear, the joke is over. If I hear, you get an apology. My friend didn't know when to draw the line, you know, and we're hanging out one day, and sure enough, freaking cop got mad. Oh, you think it's real funny, huh? You think it's easy to be a police officer? You see that scar? I got stabbed in 92. See that? Bullet wound 96. What do you got to say about that? And I was like, I have nothing to say about that. My friend Felipe is like, oh, yeah? What are you doing? Fool, watch this. Ah, what are you doing? He grabs my shirt, pulls it up, tells the cop, fool, you see those stretch marks? Donuts, 1996. I said, dude, he's gonna kill us. I know, fool, but it was funny, huh? And speaking of that, I get pulled over by a cop one night, 2 minutes after coming out of a Krispy Kreme drive-thru. All right? Don't get ahead of me. Watch, I made a left turn instead of making a right, but I wasn't paying attention because I had a box. I was like, oh, you're gonna get it when you get home. Oh, you've been so bad. You're gonna get it. I'm not paying attention. I go the wrong way, right? Sure enough, I pull over. Later. I'm sitting there patiently waiting, and the cop is taking forever. I said, the hell with this. He's taking too long. I grabbed my box. I put it on my lap. I flipped it open, right? Oh, I was gonna get nasty. And just as I was about to tear it up, the cop gets to the window and says the same thing that they all say, right? You know why I stopped you? It was too easy. I looked at him and I said, because you can smell it.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Welcome back, you guys. This is Gabriel Iglesias. Let's kick off another clip right here from a comedian. I think it's about time we play a comedian. You know, there's always comedians. Comedian, very funny comedian by the name of Kathleen Madigan, who is one of the funniest people I've ever heard. Check her out. Here she is.
I'm not even good with the computer. My parents are better than I am. Although my parents have ways of breaking technology I did not even know were possible. I went home, and at Christmas, everything worked fine. The printer, everything's great. I went home at Easter. I said, I'm going to go downstairs and print out my boarding pass. My dad goes, well, you can't. Almost like he was proud of it. I go, why not? Whole thing's in Portuguese now. I go, what? I don't know how else to say that, Kathleen. The whole thing's in Portuguese now. I said, well, what happened? Well, would you like me to tell you what I think happened? Or would you like me to tell you what your mother claims happened? I said, I don't know. I don't care. Just what? Well, we plugged in a Kodak camera. Your mother hit some buttons she claimed she did not hit. Whole damn thing's in Portuguese. That's it. My parents don't even live in St. Louis anymore. They moved to the Ozarks by a lake, and it's really pretty. But every once in a while, you'll see a redneck element jump out at you to remind you you are in the Ozarks. Like their outlet mall. There's some normal stuff. You're like, oh, there's the J. Crew outlet. That's fun. Oh, the Gap. Who doesn't like the Gap? Next to that, the Bible Factory outlet. And my mom's been in it. I go, what's in there, Mom? Bibles that are like irregular or wrong. Open it up. It's like Adam and Steve were in the hole. Hey. No. They have a lot of land too. So for fun and retirement, my dad decided he would build a hunting cabin in the middle of the woods. And he got my brothers involved. They got the whole thing pretty much completed. And then he had to get the roof on. But my brothers were too busy / lying, lazy, whatever excuse they came up with. So he decided he would hire Amish people because there's a ton of them in mid-Missouri. I am fascinated by the Amish. So I said, hey, did you hire those Amish people yet? You can't call the son of a bitches. I never thought about that.
Kathleen Madigan.
The weekend is almost here. I can see it. It's just over there. Have you made plans to go out to a comedy club this weekend? Tonight, maybe? Well, call your friends and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out to a comedy club because you will never have more fun with your friends than you will laughing at somebody else. And drinking and eating and just having a night of it. Go to a comedy club. Find one somewhere. Doesn't even matter who it is. You're just going to have fun. And when you're not at a comedy club, of course, we'll give you fun right here with today's comedy. Coming up, I've got some Chris Rock and Lewis Black and Craig Ferguson. Oh, so much just ahead right here today.